With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is suing the IRS and Treasury Department for $10 billion. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The lawsuit accuses the two federal agencies of a failure to prevent a leak of the president's tax information to news outlets between 2018 and 2020. It alleges that the leak of confidential tax records caused reputational and financial harm and public embarrassment. In 2024, a former IRS contractor was sentenced to 5 years in prison for leaking the tax information. The lawsuit puts Donald Trump in the unusual position of suing government agencies that are part of the executive branch, which he leads. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Here's some good news, America.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report life expectancy rose to 79 years in 2024. The increase is due not only to the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to declining death rates from heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses, some of the nation's top killers. Preliminary statistics suggest a continued improvement in 2025. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, based on death rates at that time. It's also a fundamental measure of a population's health.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. It's a bomb cyclone that just thrashed through North Carolina, Southern Virginia, and Northern South Carolina yesterday. The locals just know it dropped a lot of snow, a foot or more all around Charlotte, North Carolina, which almost never gets that much. Satellite images reveal activity at two bombed Iranian nuclear sites, suggesting that Tehran may be obscuring its efforts to salvage any materials remaining there. The images have been analyzed by the AP. This is SRN News. The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority has voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says, quote, "It is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes in providing single-sex bathrooms or other similar facilities." President Trump has issued an executive order declaring there are only two sexes. An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to a report from International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising, it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively. ICC warns this will probably be a temporary situation. This is SRN News. The 150th annual Westminster Dog Show is underway in New York City.
President Donald Sturz says it's got a storied history.
There was a small group of gentlemen who had some sporting breeds who got together at the Westminster Hotel in 1876. The Westminster Hotel was down on 16th Street in Irving Place. They were kind of comparing their dogs and telling tall tales.
He says the following year they put together a dog show called Gilmore's Gardens with about 1,200 dogs.
It was a huge success.
Top dog at the Westminster Dog Show will be crowned February 3rd at Madison Square Garden. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, February the 1st, the 32nd day of 2026. On this date in history, 1865, abolitionist John Rock became the first black lawyer admitted to the bar. On this date in 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia exploded, killing all seven crew members. This is SRN News.